Welcome back in, everyone. Matt Verzal hanging out with you on a Tuesday. A little sprinkle, a little cool in the air. Don't worry, though. It's going to be 70 tomorrow. Quick side note. Our charity day tomorrow. If you are in town, stop in. A fantastic young woman that used to work for me, Erin Lewis, fell on a little bit of a health issue. Recently just had a baby. Awesome guy in her life. My guy, Ty. Not Ty's outdoor power guy, but Ty. Ty P, we'll just say. But come on, some health issues. So tomorrow, 10% of the day, you come in and buy a cup of ranch. Okay, for those that are chirping at me about the Facebook video, I like to do things in kind of a cheesy way. And when I get in a spot where I have a lot of passion for it, my eyes do get buggy. And I'm super happy to do it. I'm not trying to be a hardo in the video. And yes, there are about 17 cameras on me. So back off. Stop chirping me about the vid. But anyway, we're doing that for Erin. So if you buy a cup of ranch, if you buy a pitcher of beer, whatever it is, 10% goes to her. Fantastic young woman. We're going to do anything and everything in our power to help her out. Looking forward to a big day. Lots of businesses catering lunch. So thank you to all of them for that. So if you're in the neighborhood, stop out and see me. I'll be there open to close tomorrow. No podcast and no radio. Verz will be in the house. So if you got anything you want to talk about, hit me up there as well. Before we went to break, I talked about a couple emails that we had going on here. Stacy says, Verz, I need you to calm me down. I'm super nervous about what's going on because we can't seem to pull the trigger on this deal. Then you come on the air and you say that you heard that Miles will get a 5-year extension. What are you trying to do? It's like, I've never done anything wrong to you. Why are you trying to give me a heart attack? And I've got another one here from Chris. Chris says, Verz, there's no way this can happen. Like, please stop. Please stop speculating.
You're such a troll.
just wait for your sources to confirm. Don't toy with our emotions. I'm not, though. I just, as you get older, right? So I'm a kid getting a chance to play football in Nebraska. And I view the world differently. Like I say on here, I like to look at the organization. I like to see how it operates. I like to see what goes on. So to sit and learn, like, the psychological aspect to it, Milt Tanneper and Dan Young, how they handled things, right? Tom Osborne, how he did things. Kevin Steele in the linebacker room, still an amazing deal to me. I've never seen anybody pull off what he did. Get literally every player in my room to hate me but one. And then have all the other players, to an extent, resent that one player that liked him. But when you go out on the field to play to win in spite of, okay, that organization, the organization of Nebraska as an athletic department right now is scary to me. This is a big freaking deal. And if this is how you treat people, okay, if this is what really goes on behind the scenes, if we're living in fantasy land and I am Fred Hoiberg, am I sitting and looking at this like, guys, I don't want to come anymore. I don't want to complete the circle of the life where I go coach where my grandfather did. Go coach in the city I was born in. Basically, I just want to call up and be like, hey, somebody be in a position of power and get your S together. Like, we got enough issues going on, right? People have been piling on us for 20 plus years about not winning this. And, you know, I got Creighton fan posting the Fairleigh Dickinson thing. And I got all this crap going on that I want to respond to. But you'll find a lot of times if somebody's right, I don't respond. I'm like, oh, you win. You're correct. So if this is your long-term vision, right, this is what you want to get done, can somebody, anybody up there, take the reins? And here's where I'm at with it. Because Harv's gone, I don't care if it's somebody on the other side. Right now, I don't care if Moose is undermined by another person in power at the school. Because what's happening isn't right. It makes you look disorganized. It makes you look unprepared. And honestly, it makes you look like a clown. I respect Tim Miles. Tim Miles is a good dude. He's a good person. Love to sit down, have beers with him, tell me some funny stories, make me laugh. Great. What he wanted to do on the basketball court didn't translate to the level of our expectation. Okay? That's life. That's what happens sometimes. But to let a guy dangle, and I get it, reporters are out doing their job. You know, hey, you're head, and I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him. When they asked him when he was getting into his car, hey, you got anything? And he says, basically, I got no good news and I got no bad news. Copped in the whip and drove away. Good on him. Good on him. But get it together. Figure it out. If you have that much, I don't even know if I can call it dissension. And the crazy part is I've thought about this for since the Big Ten championship got over. And you send the guy to the podium and you say in 45 minutes our athletic director is going to make a statement. And then you make the dumbest statement I've ever heard in my life. Because now you look even more foolish. Because you've got now this statement, hey, they're going to play the NIT. Then I've already finished up my evaluation, away I go. And maybe I'm not giving it enough time. Maybe I'm not giving it, you know, maybe they have a noon time slot where in 5 minutes, presser, away we go. I'm going to go with my gut on this and think they don't. I'm going to 100% think they don't. Because they've never proven to me anything that they can. While we're at it, if we're going to start throwing money around, people that make the big dollar decisions out there, why don't we lob a couple mil over at old Rass and see if he really wants to be a Creighton anymore. There you go, Creighton fan. There's my shot for you for today. Because the guy's got a lot going on, right? And UNO fan, calm down. I'm not going that avenue. We're going to let that be. But you've got to have a plan for a situation like this. This, to me, seems like there's no plan. Nothing at all. So it's mind-blowing to me that this is where we're at. Take a good man, and now you just got him dangling in the wind. And, hey, when it happens, it happens. Because maybe, just maybe, things behind the scenes now aren't what they once were. And along with that same line, we'll keep it short and quick here because we're going to have to get out to break. We'll head to the hotline and talk to Steve. Steve, what's up, bud?
Yeah, a lot of the people on the sports talk are throwing a lot of what ifs out there, but one thing they're not throwing out there is maybe this Harbaugh deal is not a done deal.
Maybe it's not a done deal with Hoiberg?
Yeah, Hoiberg, I mean.
The Harbaugh was a good one.
Okay,
but I have one of the people that I talked to is one degree of separation away from Hoiberg, so I know that the interest and the desire to be there is here. And that's the person that's not texting me back right now. So that's kind of freaking me out. But I think it's true. I think it's evolved. But, hey, I appreciate the call, Steve. We'll keep you posted. Maybe I'm just not patient enough to wait for the announcement. If you're going to do it. Rip the Band-Aid off, move on. This is another reason why my was better. 4 games to go, done. Lewis, you got this, you got the tournament, you got the NIT. Where are we going to let you build a resume because we think you're a great guy? Break time. One down, two to go. Game time.